All right. Oh, my God. I'm finally back. Ugh. I still sound like shit, though, God damn it. Anyways, who gives a flying fuck? It is Lost in the Corn, and this week, it is episode... Oh, God damn it. I knew what episode it was when I was starting, and now I totally fucking spaced it. But anyways, I don't know, man. This song isn't the same without watching the video that has My Little Pony attached to it. Fucking funny. It's episode 95, and it's Saturday, September 15th, 2012.
Everywhere I go, bitches always know the Charlie Sheen has got a weenie that he loves to show.
Yo.
Everywhere I go, bitches always know the Charlie Sheen has got a weenie that he loves to show.
Wake up!
So that's been kind of the theme song going for the day. Hi, I'm Jason Vagar, and this is Lost in the Corn. How have you been? I was trying and kind of stalled and was going to do it Friday, was kind of feeling a tickle, was going to do it Saturday, wasn't feeling too great, was going to do it Sunday, and then that's when all hell broke loose. And then I tried to do it on Monday, and I was like, there's no fucking way in hell I'm doing this shit. So, I finally had to cancel that last week's episode because it was not happening. There was no fucking way, dude. I was so fucking gone. Oh my God, I'm back now, bitches. You know, y'all want my bitches, right? It ain't just the females. It ain't a sexist thing. I don't even know what kind of thing it is. I'm feeling fucking loopy, man. I have not felt this good in a week and a half. And oh my God, I got a lot of stuff done today, so I'm kind of tired, and I'm trying to do this before I gotta go to sleep, because I gotta get up at 1 a.m. to do the paper out for my mom again. Yay. Oh well. I'll do it, because I'm a fucking boss, and all that. Oh man. That song just... I swear, the song is not the same without watching the My Little Pony animated video behind it. It makes it even better. I had kind of a few things I wanted to touch on this week. I was hoping to have D in because I have so many fucking articles that we need to talk about because we have not talked about any of them. Oh my God, they got Zuccotti Park barricaded off for any actions tomorrow. Shh, motherfuckers. So yeah, in case you didn't notice, it is the 1 year anniversary on Monday of Occupy Wall Street, and of course, the NYPD is blocking off Zuccotti Park. I'd love to see the official reason given for that. I'll find that, hopefully. But yeah, I'm kind of flying solo on this episode. I may try to do one tomorrow with D. We'll just have to play that by ear. If not, we'll see you next week. Yes, I'm still hacking up a lung. Yes, I'm not feeling the greatest, but I'm feeling better. That's the point. I've been on fucking medication since Thursday afternoon, and oh my fucking God, I'm due for another dose here in a bit. But yeah, this has been crazy, and I'm just gonna get my fucking wits back about me. Let's see. Oh, I don't have much to talk about. None of my bookmarks have saved in the right places, I don't think. Give me a second. I'm looking. Okay. I guess I don't have the articles I was looking for, but Steve King... Let's see. Roll call said Representative Steve King on a short list of those least likely to return and declares Iowa races competitive. Wow. So, the publication Roll Call declared in a story Thursday that all of the Iowa races at the U.S. congressional level appear competitive. Even Dave Loebsack looks like he should receive a tough challenge this fall. Not so surprising in a state that couldn't be much more evenly divided politically, added to redistricting and a lot of attention in a presidential election year. Here's what Roll Call had to say about King's chances at re-election. GOP internal polling shows a single-digit race with King picking up less than 50% of the vote. This week, one plugged-in national Republican privately named King as one of the five GOP incumbents most likely not to return to Congress next year. Thank God! If ever there was an asshole who needed out of Congress, it's that fucking guy. Do I even have to admit at this point, do I even have to say fuck you, Steve King, or go fuck yourself, Steve King, whatever the bit was? I don't even think I have to admit that. What is this one? Multicultural groups are people that feel sorry for themselves? Wow, what a cunt. Oh man, what a dick. I went to the Iowa, typed in multicultural, and it came back to me at the time, 59 different multicultural groups listed to operate on campus at Iowa State. It started with Asians and ended with Zeitgeist, so from A to Z, and most of them were victims groups, victimology, and people that feel sorry for themselves, and they're out there recruiting our young people to be part of the group that feels sorry for themselves. And then you're brought into a group of people that have a grievance, against society, rather than understand there's tremendous blessing in society. Yeah, what kind of blessing in society, Steve? I'd love to know, you asshole. Yeah, I'm already starting off. I don't have any douchebag buffer material other than the fact that I'm feeling fucking better. That's what I'm feeling. I'm feeling alive. Oh, yeah, here we go. Christy Vilsack's new ad. Oh my God, yes. You're gonna get to hear this. Ha 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 ha.
I'm Christy Vilsack, and I approve this message.
Here in Iowa, we work hard to pay the bills. So why doesn't Steve King see it? Congressman King says jobless benefits create a nation of slackers. He says working age should include seniors who are 74. And he'd slap Iowans with a 23% sales tax, sending the cost of gas, groceries, and medicine soaring. If King can't see the middle class struggle, how can he speak for us?
All right, well, where was I? Yes. Ah. So Steve King being a douchebag. And I know this is nothing new. He is going to have Chris Christie at a fundraiser on September 20th. And it acknowledges this article also acknowledges he's facing a tough challenge for re-election. King sent a press release Monday. Christie and the governor's wife are great friends. Christie also appeared on the Iowa congressman's behalf at a fundraising event last year. And he was a keynote speaker at the recent Republican Tampa convention, as we all know. When we first met, he was set up for a political excoriation before the House Judiciary Committee by then-Chairman John Conyers, and Steve King thought, here's a principled, direct, and very smart man who is unjustly the target of a partisan attack. Steve, the people you keep company with, man. The fundraiser will be the 5th Annual Defenders of Freedom event, sponsored by King. Go figure. He had to throw himself. What an asshole. But enough bagging on Steve King this week. Ugh. As much as I love to. I had to stop and get a drink. Last weekend, I found a punk band. Ah, yeah, I'm in a punk band now. So that happened. I'm kind of excited. I already got one song ready to go, and we can polish that shit up and make it awesome, and we'll go from there. But now I'm feeling better, and things are going okay. I just kind of got to pace myself, because if I get too excited, I get all dried up and parched, and then my throat decides, you need to cough now. And then I can't stop for 30 seconds or so. It's a long road back. It'll be all right by next week, I think. No, I've been keeping busy at work. I've been doing okay for hours. I mean, it's still steady, at least. Hasn't completely fallen off a fucking cliff, so the bills are getting paid, so life is good. But I guess the big news that's happened this week has been in Libya with the embassy attacks, and, y'all, I don't even have one iota of specifics, but I've kind of been keeping abreast of some of the shit that's come in from listening to the story over Citizen Radio and whatnot. Basically, this dude made a video, and this guy is a notorious right-wing anti-Muslim tard. And he made this video, and he also used to direct porn and some shit like that. But he basically made this video mocking Muhammad, and Americans attacked the embassy in the embassy in Egypt, and they attacked a place in Libya and killed four people. So I'll try to get more details and then try to bring that up as a story on next week's show. Keeping in mind as we're getting closer to the election, starting in October, we will try to do one show each week where we just cover the political races that are going on, especially the hotly contested ones here in the state. So if you can start sending your district and a little bit of info about it so we can start looking it up and see who's doing what and who's saying what and kind of try to figure out where we're going from there. And I mean, we'll kind of try to sort through the shit for you, try to clear it up, try to give you an idea of some of the hotly contested races in Iowa this year. Obviously, as I just said, all the congressional races are up for grabs. The state level, it's getting really fucking dicey for Steve Sauters out there. I mean, I know he's going to hang on and fight, and I know there's a ton of people who support him, and they will not let him go. Especially not for some Tea Party nincompoop like Jane Yeck. Fuck her and everything she stands for. She's just another asshole who thinks like Terry fucking brain dead and wants to fucking cut taxes on the rich, not pay for anything extra, and do all these programs that take things away from the poor people. Fuck you, Jane. Fuck you. We'll discuss more about that in October. Because I don't feel like doing the horse race shit. I'm just going to give you a rundown of the races, and we're going to go from there. I was trying to think if there's anything else I wanted to talk about this week, and I have no fucking clue. Oh my god, dude. I'm still not with it yet, man. Give me a break. I'm trying to do a sicky episode here, so meh. Yeah, still kind of hard to swallow, but I'm getting there. There's a couple other things I wanted to discuss this week. Let me get back to Times Republican. There we go. We'll go from there. Yeah. I think I made mention of this the last time. Son of a bitch. Alright, hang on a second. I gotta get some more water. Speaking of Republican douchebaggery, Matt Schultz is in the media now. I guess he spoke to the Marshalltown Pachyderm Club on Friday, and he defended his recent actions creating emergency voting rules. He set a list of 3,582 people in the state who have driver's license are erroneously on the voter registration list, despite being non-citizens, and many could have already voted in previous elections. To me, if a non-citizen is voting, that is an emergency. No, that's something you fucking take care of outside of the goddamn election, asshole. Non-citizens shouldn't be voting in the state of Iowa. This isn't about partisan politics. Yes, but there are better fucking ways to go about it than just, oh, I need to willy-nilly throw people off the rolls. This isn't going after any specific group of people, he says. I call bullshit. It's going after a ton of specific people. And he is one of the assholes pushing for Iowa's voter ID bill, which would require you now to display photo ID at the polls. The legislature did not pass it. However, we have the equipment that you can scan it now, which will have to be used to scan your license if you go to vote again, which I know is going to disenfranchise the shit out of several of my friends who actually like to vote and do their civil fucking duty. But they're not going to because they don't fucking believe that everybody should be able to scan their fucking license all the goddamn time. I got my license scanned just going to the grocery store to buy a fucking 12-pack. What the fuck is wrong with that? Motherfuckers. But I guess the... Dean Fisher's going to speak at the Pachyderm Club next Friday. Maybe I should fucking go to that. He's like, oh, I know the voter ID is the right thing to do. Fuck you, Matt Schultz. Voter ID is not the right thing to do. It's going to disenfranchise people, and it's akin to a poll tax. You can't tell me that forcing people to get an ID that a lot of Iowans don't fucking have and will have to get a shit ton of paperwork together to need isn't a fucking poll tax. You can't tell me that shit. Well, I guess I've got to wrap my shit up early this week because I'm kind of, like, running out of a voice, and that's going to be it. Email the show, lostcorn@gmail.com. lostcorn@gmail.com, voicemail 331-444-CORN. Stay connected to the show between shows by following @LostCorn on Twitter. And that's it for the week. Here's how it felt when I finally got that medication in me. I won't take you for granted.